You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, Rays fans. Ben DeLaVega here with your Drag World podcast for your Friday, November 17th, 2006. And before we get into anything, I did forget the sportsman winners from the World Finals this year in Pomona. Okay, in top alcohol dragster, it was Bill Reichhardt, who won over Spencer Massey with a 5.26 at 274. Top alcohol funny car winner was David Ray, taking his Dodge Venger to 5.69 over Roger Bateman in his Chevy Camaro. Cop eliminator, the winner was Jeff Taylor in his Pontiac Grand Am over Alan Ellis. Superstock, it was Brad Plord taking the win with his Olds Cutlass Calais over Gary Stinnett out of Rio Rancho, New Mexico, one of my buddies out there in his Chevy Camaro when he cut a red light. Yow. Stock Eliminator winner was Dan Fletcher, Chevy Camaro over Leo Glassbrenner in his Pontiac Firebird. Supercomp winner, Gary Stinnett. Yes, so he did take a win in Supercomp. And runner-up in Supercomp was Larry Marshall. And let me tell you, Gary Stinnett cut an 890 with a zero. Made almost a perfect pass. Supergas, it was Wayne Newman, Chevy Lumina over Raymond Sawyer. Or Sayer, I'm sorry. Can't say it. Chevy Camaro. Anyway, aside from that, Monday night was the banquet, championship banquet. Of course, Tony Schumacher, John Force, Jason Lyon, and Andrew Hines were crowned the NHRA Powerade Series world champions. Now, this happened in Rancho Mirage, California, as they made their way back to the desert. And Tony Schumacher, still numb following his unbelievable championship triumph Sunday at the Auto Club Raceway at Pomona, headlined four world championship drivers that were crowned Monday evening during the 2006 Powerade Drag Racing Series Award Ceremony at the Westin Mission Hills Resort near Palm Springs. Now, as far as the three other NHRA Powerade World Series champs, John Force, Jason Lyon, and Andrew Hines were also presented with checks and trophies for their achievements during the 2006 season. And one of the most emotional moments of the evening was as Barbara Parks, Wally Parks's wife, who did pass away this year, was remembered with a very moving video tribute. Now, she's the late first lady of NHRA, the wife of founder Wally Parks, and she played a very integral role in the world's largest motorsports organization from its beginning until her recent death this past January. And Schumacher, who made the greatest championship comeback in NHRA history with a national record-setting performance on the quarter-mile run of the season, received a check for $400,000 from the National Hot Rod Association and Powerade, which is a subsidiary of the Coca-Cola Company here in the United States. Now, it was Schumacher's third consecutive title, which ties a record set by the legendary Joe Amato, who from 1990 to 92 was the world champion, and it was Schumacher's fourth championship overall. So, by the season's midpoint, Schumacher trailed the standings by 336 points and seemed headed for his worst series finish in a decade. However, the strong rally by the U.S. Army team, led by crew chief extraordinaire Alan Johnson, produced four victories and seven final round appearances down that last part of the stretch. So, his dramatic showing at the Auto Club Raceway at Pomona stole the title, and at the last instant, from a very devastated Doug Coletta, heartbroken, who finished second, 14 points behind him. Now, as far as John Force goes, he finished 112 points in front of teammate Robert Height to claim his record 14th ever Powerade World Championship title for Funny Car. Now, Ron Capps, who led the series for most of the season, finished third, which was 133 points back. Now, Force, who claimed three victories during the season in his Castrol GTX Ford Mustang to steal his championship, including the season finale at his home track in Pomona, earned him $4,000 from NHRA and Powerade. Now, Jason Lyon, former engine specialist for Joe Gibbs Racing on the NASCAR circuit, I bet you didn't know that, he was presented a check for $200,000 for earning his first NHRA Powerade Pro Stock title in the Summit Back Racing Pontiac GTO. And then Andrew Hines, rider of the Screaming Eagle Vance and Hines Harley-Davidson, earned a $50,000 check from NHRA and Powerade for claiming his third consecutive Pro Stock Motorcycle World Championship. Now, Andrew Hines will join his brother Matt Hines and Angel Sampei as the only riders in NHRA history to win three straight crowns. And Rookie of the Year, you got it. J.R. Todd became the first African-American to ever win a top fuel race with his victory over Schumacher in Denver in July. Received a standing ovation from the award ceremony crowd. He was announced as the winner of the $20,000 Auto Club Road to the Future Award. That makes him Rookie of the Year. And that's going to be it of Drag World for this week. This is Ben De La Vega saying thank you very much for listening, and we will see you on Monday. If you're going to race this weekend, get out there and win.